And we are back.
Olive.
God.
What?
All right. We talked about it before the break. You knew it was coming. Little Belmont Stakes preview. I'll have another one that came from behind to win the Derby, came from behind to win the Preakness, the test of champions with the championship, with the crown on the line. Could it get any better for Naira, for New York racing, for horse racing in general? I'll have another trying to win the triple crown, Katie.
Cripple crown. That'd
be pretty cripple
cool.
Crown.
That oh, is, the cripple crown. Oh, ooh, sorry.
That's a sad. I don't know what that was.
Best crip walk wins. Sorry.
Oh, crip walk. I get it. I was thinking crip something. Forget it.
It's okay.
Can
man.
I'll
it's
have
okay.
another win the triple crown, Katie? Your thoughts?
Well, not people. It's a horse, but they could do anything. It's a matter of will it happen. Sorry.
Will it happen?
Sorry. I'm messing with you, man.
All right.
I'm messing with you. First the crip walk, now the cannon will.
Let's knock off the semantic battle. Will I'll have another win.
I'm looking at this race. I see four horses in this race. Four.
To me, it's three, and then there are two behind that that could, and then the rest of the field is...
I think I'll have another has a very good chance. The four horses I've been looking at are... I'm pretty sure that the first three you have are the first three I'm going to say. I'll have another Dullahan and Reunion Rags.
Absolutely. They're the class of the field by far.
Here's the other horse I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Started at 15-1, right now at 12-1 last I checked this morning. Street Life. I just have this weird sense. I mean, this is a horse that finished third in the Peter Pan its last race. I have a weird sense behind it.
I gotta be honest. That was one of the horses to me. I also think the 9 Painter, but he'll be a speed horse. I think by the way, a lot of people are saying there's gonna be no speed in this horse. I think there'll be more speed than you think, or than most people think. I think Unstoppable You, who's the 2 horse, will get out and run quick. Now, he'll set an early pace because he's a sprinter. He's never run more than a mile. He's only run 2 races and won them both from the front. I think he's gonna get up and go. And he's going to have Painter and My Adonis on him, checking him a little bit. And that's why I think Painter, of the 3 speed horses that are going to go, Painter is the one that could be hanging around. But at a mile and a half, you can't. There have been only 3, I think there's only been 3 Belmont winners since 78 when a firm won the Triple Crown who have done it wire to wire. Only 3. I don't like any of the speed horses. If there was one to hang on for a place or a show, I would think it would be Painter.
Here's my biggest question.
But I do like Street Life, you're right.
Here's my biggest question, but I'll have another.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky Derby came from behind.
Yep.
In a shorter race, I believe, the Preakness.
Shorter, yep.
Came from behind, barely.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have another risk running a third race in a row like that with that kind of strategy where they kind of get stuck in the middle and then come up at the end?
Well, the thing about he's not like normal. He's won these last 2 races by closing, but that's not his style. It's not he's not like Dullahan, who wants to sit dead last
right, and
until the top of the
up.
Stretch and go.
Right.
He wants to be sitting 4th, 5th, and come off the turn, and then, you know, I mean, in the Preakness, you saw it perfect. He sat streamlined right behind, I forget which horse he was sitting right behind. They hit the top of the stretch, he moved out one path, and boom, was gone, and was able to run down Bodemeister. So I think he'll be fine, because I think at the top... There was something else that, like, I saw a stat that something like 90% of Belmont winners are sitting in 1st, 2nd, or 3rd at the top of the stretch, and he knows he's going to have to be there. So I think you'll see him 3rd at the top of the stretch, 3rd or 4th, sitting right there. So I don't think he'll be too far back, and it's a long stretch run at Belmont. I think he should be all right. My hesitation with I'll have another. Comes with his jockey. Mario
Gutierrez.
He's not one of these classic riders. He's not a Johnny V. He's not a Javier Castellano. He's not a guy that you know and that you are, and you know you can trust to do the right thing. And this race at a mile and a half is going to rely so much on the jockey about knowing when to go, because you can go on the turn. I mean, you can send your horse to the front and go on the turn and then run out of gas a furlong from the finish because you just don't have enough at a mile and a half race.
And that's why I like I like Union Rags a very good amount in this race because this is going to be the first race for Union Rags since the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby, he got squeezed, and it was such a large field, there was no way for him to come around.
Leperu
did
a terrible job with the Union Rags in that race.
Now Johnny Velazquez is on the horse. Much smaller field. You're doing just a 12-horse race instead of 20, 21 horses.
You cannot describe how unfathomably huge that is to for Union Rags. You're calling in the best jockey in the world to be your pinch hitter here. That's what's happening right now.
It's kind of like the movie Seabiscuit when
that's right.
You had Red go down with a leg injury, and all of a sudden they bring. I don't remember the character.
George the Wolf is his name.
George the Wolf. Thank you. I was gonna say Gary Stevens because that's who played
Gary Stevens
character.
Has played him. Yeah,
but I mean that's you're calling the Wolf out of the bullpen.
You're calling off the bench the best jockey in the world to ride your horse in the Belmont. Love Union Rags. And by the way, look again, same thing for Dullahan. Dale Romans, who's the trainer of Dullahan, has made the switch from Kent DeSormo to Javier Castellano.
Because for me, right
now... If Johnny Velazquez is one, Javier's 1A.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. I mean, those are... And as far as horse racing in the last 5 years, you got to put those two 1A and 1B
with each other. Those two are 1 and 1A. I mean, and this is... And that is what is terrifying, I think, for I'll Have Another. It's look, he's the horse to he can do it. He absolutely can do it. I think the fact that he's running his third race in I think 6 weeks or something, that's tough. That's always hard. But his style fits for the Belmont to sit near the lead and then make a big run in the stretch. That fits for the Belmont. He's trained well. He's looked good in both races. I mean, this is a horse who can do it. But you just wonder, is Mario going to move him too early or too late? And with Javier and Johnny V on Dullahan and Union Rags, this is a tough one.
I have a very, very interesting question because this is a story behind the story because obviously the story is All of Another.
Yeah,
there's no question.
Absolutely.
That's the number one story, obviously. Because it's the first time in 34 years we could have a horse win the Triple Crown.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind the story that I'm looking at, Guyana Star Duige. Now...
How did this horse get into the race?
It's not even that. Look at who's riding. A guy who's had a horrible last few months.
On Kent, baby.
His whole DWI issue was out of the Kentucky Derby. Excuse me, lost his mount in the Preakness, I believe, actually. Was it the Preakness or the Derby he lost his mount for?
No, he was riding Dullahan in the Derby.
So it was the Preakness, excuse me. He lost his mount for the Preakness because of all those issues. Now it's a few weeks later. He has a mount on a horse that entered the field just finishing second, basically, in a Belmont allowance. This is a horse that's finished in the top three. That's four of its last five races. I'm not saying it's going to win. But if there is a long shot that you could put $2 on maybe to win or with Kent DeSormo, it's not a bad idea.
Bet the rent on Kent, baby. He's done it before with Drosselmeyer. He won the... I don't remember. Scratch that.
But no, I mean, you look at Kent DeSormo, this is a guy, and I'm not usually about ulterior motives, but this is a guy that's going to be going into this race basically with house money. I'm going in,
right.
I'm getting
but
a second.
But does he have the horse? Look at this. This is my problem with that. I circled a bunch of
obviously
horses.
You need the horse to win the race. I'm not saying Kent's going to go out and win this race, but he is literally going to be racing with nothing to lose. He's going to want to run that perfect race, which I think helps the mentality side of things, which you look at Mario Gutierrez, for example, Ryan, I'll Have Another. He's going to have all that Triple Crown pressure on his shoulders, and in my opinion, is going to become a mental midget in this race and make some kind of mistake.
I understand your point. It's just, I circled this horse as... How in the hell did he get into... This is a horse who... Let's count it, because I did this yesterday, because I looked at it like three times. Is that true? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It took 8 races. It took 8 maidens at Aqueduct for him to break his maiden. It took 8 races for him to get his first win. That is not a Triple Crown winner. Look, it is the Belmont is a fluky race. It's a mile and a half... The crowd, it's a weird race where you get some weird winners, excuse me. So I get anything could happen. And there are a lot of horses I like at over 60. If they're priced at 60 to 1, bet them. All right, Addy Gunn, Guyana Star, whatever the heck that name is, the horse we're just talking about.
Guyana Star Duige,
thank
I think.
You. Yeah. Ravelo's Boy, 516. All horses I like at 50 or 60 to 1. Put a bet on him to win. because it's a fluky Belmont race, and he could be there. But I see the only outcome I see is Union Rags, I'll Have Another, or Delahanne, and maybe Street Life. Yeah, maybe Street Life.
You almost said Street Sense at Sire.
I almost said Street Sense.
But I mean, and again, I'm not trying to say that Kent's going to win. All I'm trying to say is Kent is going in there looking to prove himself worthy of having had a mount the last few weeks.
Like I'm just saying
he's got his own issues. He's just basically trying to prove to himself, and not forget anyone else. He's trying to prove to himself
that
he can get over his issues
and
do this.
If he was riding Eeyore in this race, I think he might have a good shot. But since he's there you go.
Really?
But since he's riding this horse, I don't see it. I mean, look, if he's at 60-1, put a bet on him. But if he's shorter than that, I don't know. To me, this is a I'll Have Another Delahanne Union Rags race. And as for what I actually see happening, I think you see Delahanne sitting closer to the front than normal because Dale Romans will know the history that historically you have to be, you know, 1, 2, 3 to be the winner. I think this was the stat. The only horse to win it since Affirmed won it without being first, second, or third was Drosselmeyer, who was fourth at the top of the turn.
Right.
So Delahanne will be sitting closer. I think at the top of the stretch you'll see Union Rags, who will have made a big move through the turn. He'll be on the lead and pulling away, and it's gonna be I'll Have Another revving up. I think in mid stretch I'll Have Another catches Union Rags, and it's can he hold off Delahanne charging down the middle?
And this talk about our predictions makes me remember of my horrid story from the Preakness. So I had a long week, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's the same as I've been doing the last 9 weeks. Long week at work. Early again on Saturday for the Capillary Golf, which is on 78 on 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio. Then my show, Katie's Corner, 10 to 11 a.m. on 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio. So I get home at like, I don't know what it was. I had to make an appearance in the Capital Region at 1 o'clock. I got home about 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm thinking, I know I got to go put on my bet at the OTB. but I'm gonna take a little nap. Race doesn't start till like 6 o'clock. I'll take a nap for like an hour or so. I wake up. It's 8 o'clock, and I'm thinking, how did I oversleep my alarm? And then after that thought was, crapping it, but the Preakness. So I look up the results, and I remember on my show, I gave 3 to 4 horses to try box the race. Sure enough,
would have hit for me too. Yeah,
3 of those 4 horses were the trifecta.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how much I wanted to break every piece of furniture in my bedroom.
Yeah,
the try that I
told people to bet. I didn't think it would pay much, but I said if I was going to bet a try, I would bet I'll Have Another Bodie Meister and Creative Cause. And I told people in my preview for the Preakness, a Belmont preview you can find on 1045theteam.com at the end of this week. Shameless plug. That's what I hit, and I think it was over like $50 for a try. Not that much, but it's money. It's cash money.
You still have profited.
So this week, I think the try is I'll Have Another. I think Delahanne gets it done. I think he runs down I'll Have Another. I'm rooting for I'll Have Another, man. I really hope, and I think any bet you make has to include the possibility of I'll Have Another as a winner. It has to. If from a betting standpoint, you box everything, I think it's I'll Have Another, Delahanne, and Union Rags as a try. Maybe you throw Street Life in there if you're feeling a little randy.
A little frisky.
And you throw down some long shot win play show bets on horses over 60-1. But to me, I think Delahanne runs them down.
And here's the thing I look at.
I really hope not, though. I'd love to see a Triple Crown.
Couple quick things I want to mention. Number one, I want to thank the good Lord for Andrew Cuomo settling something between NYRA and the workers' union down at Belmont, because how horrid would it have been if a workers' strike postponed or canceled the Belmont Stakes and ruined everything for I'll Have Another?
Number two,
with all the problems NYRA has, how much of a jumpstart to your Saratoga season would this be?
A Triple Crown.
If you have a triple crown
would be unbelievable.
At Belmont, literally about a month before Saratoga season starts.
Nobody knows the plans for I'll Have Another, but you know, maybe he comes in, runs the Jim Dandies, looking Jim Dandy, Travers, the same thing that who was the horse that won the Travers last year? Forgetting his name, from Rapoli Stables.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank myself.
That horse, same thing he went on. He went on Travers, Jim Dandy, Travers, Breeders' Cup, Breeders' Cup Classic. Maybe he gets on that run. I mean, it'd be unbelievable to see. I hope Mario gets it done with I'll Have Another. Don't move him too early. You got to find the right spot to send him. And
in an era where
it would be stunning to not stunning. It would just be it'd be a hell of an effort from I'll Have Another if he gets this win. And I hope he does, man.
In an era where horse racing, really across the country, has fallen more or less onto its ass in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
This story,
be a hell of a kickstart.
This story, A, has really brought horse racing back to the forefront, and B, you want to talk about giving a jolt? Forget Naira and forget Saratoga. A jolt to horse racing in general in the United States. This is the perfect mix because this is a horse.
So get it done, Mario.
This is a horse. This is a horse that came out of nowhere in the Kentucky Derby and now set to win the Triple Crown. A tremendous underdog story.
Saturday at Belmont. Be watching. We're up against the clock. Outrageous Claims is next.